A survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Gilbert Ndahayo, is using film to keep the memory of the genocide alive and to heal his own hurt. He lost his parents and a younger sister. Gilbert spoke to UN Radio's Yasmin Soliman about his work and his efforts to heal.
I grew up in a small village in Rwanda, and I was raised by my great-grandparents and my grandparents. And from there, I learned storytelling. The way our ancestors were telling their stories was using their mouth to transmit the message to the next generation. They used poetry, they used songs, they used other form of literature. Rwanda is a country that is full of myth, authentic myth, how the country came about, how it evolved, until 1994 when a terrible genocide happened.
What is your story and how are you conveying it?
My story is really a sad story because when I was 13 years old, that's when the genocide took place. For 100 days, Rwandans were killing Rwandans. More than 1 million lives perished. I lost my mother, my father, and my young sister. And 200 other people were killed in my parents' house. And to cope with this life was really a hard thing, mainly because I lived among them for the past 12 years until in 2004. That's when we got an opportunity to honor them, to bury them in a memorial site. In my life, in my heart, there is a very deep hole full of dead bodies. This makes me create.
What have you created at the moment?
For the last 18 months, I've been working extensively on filmmaking. I joined Rwanda Cinema Center to explore the horizons of storytelling. My first film, it's a film that deals with the beauty of Kigali City and how people are ignorant of their lives. Sometimes I help people to laugh at their own lives. Sometimes I want them to be serious.
The film Behind a Convent, is that a similar story?
Behind this convent is it's a documentary I made to keep the memories of my family and also 1 million people lost victims of genocide. The film is set 12 years after the genocide, and it mainly portrays what the country does to cope up with 1 million deaths. It's a sort of treatment. My parents were burnt alive. They have put fuel and acid, and then they set fire on them. So there is a whole process of giving honor to those people. And for me, it helps to shut the cries in my mind of them when they were being killed. So I made this film to help myself to de-traumatize, but also to help my neighbors to know that the genocide took place in my courtyard.
Could you describe the situation in Rwanda today?
Rwanda is developing at the rapid pace, more than maybe other African countries, because we want to run away from the genocide. We want to go forward, and a lot of things are happening in terms of tourism, in terms of other sectors of economy. We have a nice president. We have young people who are committed to develop their country. I think young people have been observers. They have been occupying a passive position in global arena or international issues, but now they are taking part. And this shows that our elders and the world cannot go on without us, the youth, taking part in different issues.
Gilbert Ndahayo, a filmmaker from Rwanda, was interviewed by Yasmin Soliman.